This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Chris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State, has obtained 9 voter fraud convictions since 2011 in a state with 1.8 million registered voters, but of which 75% of New York City artists support themselves with outside income, and 40% can't afford art supplies. Only 1/3 of the BBC's top paid stars are women, and only a minuscule number are Black, Asian, or members of a minority group, according to pay data the government required them to produce. The New York Hotel and Motel Trades Council, a union representing high-end properties in New York City, as part of its recent negotiations, is showcasing a new clinic for the 32,000-member unit where there will be no waits and no copays. The latest contract will also bring hotel housekeepers up to $40 per hour. Progress in diversity of hiring is going to be a key test for city funding to museums and art groups in New York City in the future. There were 6,760 colleges, four-year, two-year, and shorter-term programs that were eligible to award federal financial aid in 2016-17, down from 7,416 in 2012 to 2013, a nearly 9% drop. Uruguay has become the first country to regulate and oversee the sale of marijuana. There are 21 million veterans in the United States. More than 1 out of every 8 adults in Alaska is a military veteran, the highest concentration in the nation. Less than 10% of homes in India have air conditioning units, but air conditioning makes up 40 to 60% of the country's electricity demand in major cities like Delhi. O.J. Simpson was unanimously granted parole after 9 years in a Nevada prison for an armed robbery in a Las Vegas hotel where he was trying to steal back pieces of his memorabilia. Over the past 15 years, Rwanda has built a near universal healthcare system that covers 90% of the population's financed by tax revenue, foreign aid, and voluntary premiums scaled by income. 12 states, along with the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, offer driver's licenses for unauthorized immigrants, up from 3 in 2010. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.